This is Living the RV Dream, episode number 39 for January 5th, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, fellow travelers. Welcome to another edition of the podcast. If it is your first time here, my name is Robert Morales, and I tow a Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB 2015 model. It's a small travel trailer, 19 feet long, and we are in the process in between weekend warriors and part-timers, and at some point, full-timers. And it is a brand new year. How about that? 2018. I'm still writing 2017 in my checks. Eventually we all get used to that, right? 2018. It's going to be a great year, I have a feeling. 2017 was a pivotal year for me, a year of many changes and decisions. And it was great. I traveled a lot, and I expect to travel a lot more in 2018. And as you know, if you follow the podcast and YouTube, you know I'm going to the Tampa RV Show, and I really look forward to meeting a lot of you at the Tampa RV Show, and I look forward to meeting with vendors and other people and make a lot of videos. I'm going to try to go inside as many RVs as I can and find interesting products for you. The second half of January is going to be different when it comes to my YouTube channel, because I might do daily videos about that. Right before the RV show, by the way, we are going to the Crystal River area, and that's an area that I've never been to. And hopefully we get the chilly weather, so we see a lot of manatees, which they come in the winter. From there, I think I'm going to Fort DeSoto State Park. I was able to snatch one last minute spot, so I'm gonna stay there one night, and then I'm gonna stay at the Tampa RV show at the fairgrounds for the duration of the show, until Saturday afternoon. After I meet up with the Huggins, hopefully I can meet up with them. It's been a while. That afternoon, I'm gonna head west, and I'm gonna head west fast. Because I want to make it to Arizona, to Quartzsite, before the end of the Quartzsite show. You know, it's like a rite of passage for every RVer. By the way, I'm going to do this leg of the trip solo. My wife has to fly back to Miami for work. But since I decided to make making videos work, and it's working out okay, I'm going to do this part of the trip solo, and I'm going to document everything. I'm not going to be solo for a long time, but yeah, I intend to make it to the Florida Panhandle by that same Saturday night, and by the next day, you know, just sweep through Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, which Alabama and Mississippi are like very, very narrow coastal stretches. And in Louisiana, actually, and this is something that I found just a couple of days ago. I've been to New Orleans twice, always for Mardi Gras. I've never seen New Orleans at a normal time, but what I've never been to is the capital of Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and I found the casino there. I don't know if you guys have been there and you have any feedback, please let me know. But the casino. I don't think they allow overnight parking, but they seem to have a huge parking lot. So I might do the lunch buffet there, and then the state capital is like a 10-minute walk from there. So I might leave the, if at all possible, leave the RV there and go see the state capital, because eventually I want to see all 50 state capitals, at least all 48 of the lower 48 state capitals. So that would be cool. And then from there, I'm going to go west, almost nonstop. I might pass by some of the. There's a couple of wineries in Fredericksburg, Texas. And I was looking at a map. That's near Austin and San Antonio. It's like a triangle. It's like north of Austin, just west of San Antonio. So that would be a good place to take a break. Maybe taste some wine and then not drive much more after that. But I found out in Junction, Texas, there's a park that allows free boondocking. I found out from other RVers, and it's called the Shriner Park. And if I am ahead of schedule and I can make it to Marfa at night, then I would stop at Marfa, and I believe you can boondock at the viewing area where you can see the Marfa lights. And it's supposed to be an interesting phenomenon, one of those unexplained mysteries. Then, of course, in Texas, in that area, there's the Carlsberg Caverns. There's a bunch of stuff. I don't think I'm going to be able to stop if I want to make it to Quartzsite by Thursday or Friday. But then there's El Paso, Texas. There's a Harvest Host farm there. Then there's Las Cruces. And I would like to spend at least a couple of hours at White Sands National Monument, which is just north of Las Cruces. And I do believe you can drive in with the RV and park somewhere and just see it, you know. I'm not going to do a lot there, obviously, because I am in a hurry. And then there's Tucson, of course. And in Tucson, and this is the thing, when you start doing research, every time you find more and more things you might want to do. And I just found out, I knew that the big aircraft Boneyard was there. But in order to visit that, you have to make a reservation in advance, I believe at least 10 days. And they do a background check because this is inside the military base. But you can go to... But if you don't want to do that, you can go just to the Pima Air and Space Museum. And I saw on Google Maps, and it looks like they have oversized parking. So I might do that. Then just west of Tucson, south of Phoenix, there's this abandoned domes in the middle of nowhere that I actually wrote the GPS coordinates because I want to see it as I keep going west and west. And I might boondock somewhere around there too. By the way, I plan to boondock all the way from Florida to Arizona, if I have to, either at Walmart or elsewhere. Anyway, I want to see Yuma, Arizona, because it's a silly cultural thing. But back in Cuba, when I was a child or a teenager before I came here, and even to this day, Cubans called the United States La Yuma, for some reason. I don't know the etymological origin of that word, but it would be cool to take a picture at Yuma, Arizona, and say, hey, I finally made it to La Yuma. Anyways, it's a silly thing that I'm thinking about. And then, of course, Quartzsite, and I've been researching, you know, all the areas where you can boondock, because a lot of BLM land there, and I hope to meet some of you guys in Quartzsite, if you're going to be there in late January, of course. There's the Plomosa Road area. There's the High Jolly, Dome Rock, Scatawash. I feel there's one, I believe it is, that you can get a Wi-Fi from the nearby library. I think it's High Jolly Campgrounds. And a viewer in YouTube, Health Travelers, suggested that. And there's also the Roadrunner. I don't know, there's a bunch of stuff I still don't know exactly. I don't know what to expect because I've never been there. So if you guys have any hints, any idea, please let me know after Quartzsite, of course. And also during that time is the Tucson, Arizona Gem and Mineral and Fossil Showcase. So I might do a quick detour back to Tucson, but then I'm gonna go to Phoenix. And in Phoenix, I'm going to be joined by my mom. She's flying from Chicago. She's actually going to be in Chicago for 3 weeks. And she's flying down to Phoenix to meet up with me. So that's going to be interesting. We haven't traveled together in quite a long time. So I look forward to that. And we're going to be traveling together at least until we hit Texas, for sure. So I don't know exactly where to stay in Phoenix yet. I was thinking of staying in the eastern area near Mesa, because I want to visit the Goldfield ghost town. And I do believe there's a place called Lost Dutchman State Park. So I'm going to look into that. Although at this point, I might need at least one night with full hookups, you know, to refresh my freshwater tank and dump my holding tanks, particularly because I plan to boondock again for two or three more nights, weather permitting, in the Sedona area. And the Sedona area, I've heard so many great things about it. And there's the Rancho Sedona RV Park, which is where they have sites as low as $33 with Good Sam. But I'm thinking of going to the Oak Creek Canyon Dispersed Camping Area, which is BLM land, and you can boondock for free if you have the America the Beautiful annual pass. So I'm still on the fence if I'm gonna be able to drive on the 89A highway, because it has a bunch of hairpins and 7% grades. I don't think I'm gonna have a problem. Because my RV is short enough. I know people who are towing 30-foot long airstreams and stuff like that. Yeah, there are some hairpin turns that are pretty narrow, but I don't know. I might just take I-17 to wherever I'm going and then unhitch the tow vehicle and drive to Sedona. And of course, there's the Montezuma Castle National Monument, Belt Rock, Cathedral Rock, which is quite a bit of a hike, but I might do it. There's that church, the Chapel of the Holy Cross. There's so much to see there. And my mom, she's 83. She's probably not going to be able to do a lot of that. But then we're going to go up to Flagstaff, and I want to visit the Lowell Observatory, where they discovered the planet Pluto, which ironically enough is not considered a planet anymore. And there's Walnut Canyon with the cliff dwellings. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to see and eat in this area. We might even go crazy if the weather is exceptionally nice. We might drive up to the south rim of the Grand Canyon. I don't know. I'm making no reservations, no plans. I have this rough plan. I have and let me pause here for a second. I tried that thing of not having plans like many people do, and they just do things serendipitously. In the last trip, that didn't work all that well for us. So for now, I'm going to make very detailed plans of the places where I want to see. Of course, if I'm not going to make plans or reservations for a specific date, because if I really like Sedona, for example, I might stay an extra day or further down the road in Albuquerque. I think Albuquerque I'm gonna like a lot too. Anyways, from Sedona east, we're going to take, of course, Route 66 and, all these places, all these ruins on the side of the road that along the way. Of course, there's Winslow, Arizona. I think there's a song that talks about a corner in Winslow, Arizona. And then there's a bunch of stuff. I wanted to go to the very large array that is in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, and they do have a tours. I found out on the first Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. and coincidentally enough, it's gonna be really close to the first Saturday, the February 3rd, where we will be nearby, but. If for some reason it's snowing in Sedona and we just decide to continue east, then we'll be able to make the large array. Otherwise, no. And by the way, if you don't know that very large array, if you saw that movie Contact, there's been a couple of movies where they show it and it's like I don't know how many, but it seems like a lot of satellite dishes, parabolic antennas, pointing towards the sky, listening for other planets. It's one of the largest radio telescopes, I think, in the world. And they're like in a V formation, and they all point the antennas to the same place in the sky, and then they amplify the signal. And maybe they're listening for ET, and we don't know. Anyways, then, we of course, Albuquerque. There's so much to see in Albuquerque. I'm a Breaking Bad fan, so I do want to take the tour that goes to the locations and the old town. And there's a bunch of the Pueblo, the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. And there's the Museum of Nuclear Science and History. I would love to see that. You know, I'm kind of a Cold War junkie, a history buff when it comes to the Cold War. I lived it, and I lived it on the other side because I was living in Cuba at the time. So it, to me, it's very, very interesting that there's the Petroglyphs National Monument, and And there's the Sandia Peak Tramway, which I might do. I think it probably gives you very, very nice views of the whole city. And of course, there's the culinary aspect. You know, in New Mexico, they have the red sauce and the green sauce, or the Christmas, I believe they call it, when you ask for both. And it's a culinary mecca in the United States. And I want to visit a lot of places. I have a bunch of places here. You know, marked like the Church Street Cafe, which is the oldest in the city. And there's one that is like the largest, El Pinto is called, the largest restaurant in the Southwest. And some place called Zacatecas Tacos. I don't know. There's a bunch of places, and I'm going to try to go out to, you know, as many as I can. And I'm going to do a little more research. And if any of you have suggestions, please do comment, because, and if you're gonna be in the area, I would love to meet you guys, time permitting, of course. And of course, then there's the Santa Fe, Taos, Pueblo, more Route 66 stuff, and there's the midway point of Route 66 east of Albuquerque. That's already in Adrian, Texas. And of course, the Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, and you know, I'm gonna keep going, and that's as far as I have like deep you know, planning, you know, like this intricate plan. I know I want to go to San Antonio and Austin. I might even, you know, fly back from Austin for a little bit to Miami and then go back, you know, leave the RVing storage or something. I don't know yet. But eventually, the trip, the idea, eventually I'm going to make it back to Florida, of course. So that's the plan in a nutshell for what I have. I think it's going to be a great trip. You guys, let me know what you think. And yeah, that's going to be great. Now for some mail, and I've got a lot of Happy New Year messages, which I'm not going to read individually, but thank you. Thank you so much for all those messages, all you guys. But I also have a message here. This is some feedback from Gordon Cunningham about my live videos on YouTube. And he says, good new year to you, Robert. It would help if you brought the Friday live chat forward 1 hour, as a lot of UK viewers don't stay up until midnight. Just a suggestion. Yeah. And that is the problem with making live videos. And I do, by the way, if you don't know, I make a live video on YouTube every Friday night. I used to call it Happy Hour, but they started demonetizing me. You know, I couldn't make money from those videos. So I decided to just call them RV Chat on Fridays. I'd still have my beer with you guys on that day. But and I do it at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and I started doing them at 7 p.m. Eastern time, because a lot of people on the East Coast, well, they get out of work at 6 or 5, and then they make it home, and a lot of people couldn't make it for the live video. Of course, the 6 p.m. Eastern is 3 p.m. Pacific, so as we travel west, it will be earlier, and people I probably don't get a lot of viewers from the west, but I get a lot of viewers from Europe. I have a bunch of people from Belgium, and I have from Belgium, from the UK, from Germany. I get viewers, and the thing is that for them it will be too late. So I think I'm gonna push it back to 6 p.m. and maybe I'll do more than 1 hour. Maybe I'll do 2 hours live. Who knows? So thank you so much for that feedback, Gordon. I'll take it into consideration, definitely. Okay, Kevin James comments, happy holidays to you and your family. Why not explore Iowa? Winterset, Indiana, birthplace of John Wayne. Corning, Indiana. Oh, my eyesight is not very good today. The birthplace of Johnny Carson. And Le Mars, Indiana, ice cream capital of the world. Burlington. I'm not gonna keep reading, but I'm gonna make he also mentions Forest City, Indiana, home of Winnebago, and I have to explore Indiana in depth at some point. But it's so many places. The last time I was in Indiana, we just really drove through from Louisville, Kentucky, and we didn't stop until Elkhart, because we wanted to see the RV, Hall of Fame. Now, for the destination of the week, I want to talk about Buck Tower Gardens in Lake Wells, Florida. And this is a tower, it's at one of the highest points in Central Florida. And I got reminded of it because one of my patrons, Erico, was there recently and he posted some pictures on Instagram and on YouTube. By the way, his name is, his YouTube channel is This Traveler. I'll put a link in the description. And this is a landmark here in Florida, and I didn't know about it until like 5 years ago, and I really visited it on one of our first RV trips that we did to Orlando. By the way, they do have an oversized parking area outside that it says like for coach buses, like tour buses and stuff. But I was able to park there with my travel trailer, no problem. And this was made by this guy. He was a Dutch immigrant, Edward Bach, and he wanted to make I'm going to quote from Wikipedia here, a spot of beauty second to none in the country. And it really is. It is a very, very, very beautiful manicured gardens. You know, it was landscaped. And it has this tower, which is like an Art Deco style, I suppose. And in the top, it has a carillon, and they do concerts. And by the way, carillon is like a keyboard instrument, but it plays bells, and it is played. It looks like an organ keyboard almost, but you play with your fists. It's very cool. They even have a, because the carillonist, I guess the player, is not visible, but they have a camera with a monitor outside, and you can see the guy playing as you listen to the bells. And I don't know exactly how many times a day they have concerts. I was there, as I said, about 3 years ago. It was very cool, and it was built in the 1920s, I think. So it is called the Singing Tower, and it's in Lake Wells, Florida. And I fully recommend that you go visit at least once and take a stroll around the gardens. They have a bunch of trails. When I was there, a lot of it was under construction, but I do believe it is all fine now. And the views are nice because it is one of the highest points in Florida. So you're like on top of a hill and you see all the citrus groves around you. Very, very nice. It is a very nice area of Florida for sure. Now, going back to the news, and the only news I have really, it is RV show season. And even though I mentioned the upcoming RV shows in a previous episode of the podcast, I'm going to mention them again because this weekend we have a couple of them. I'm recording this on Thursday night. By the way, tonight is going to be 41 degrees here in South Florida. And I know I'm not going to get any sympathy from the folks in New England, you know, in below zero temperatures, covered in snow. But if you are in a place where you can go outside, by all means, go to one of these RV shows. We have the Colorado RV Adventure and Travel Show this weekend, January 4th through the 6th. So it actually started yesterday, as you hear this. And it is in the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. You have the Greater Atlanta RV Show this weekend too, January 5th to the 7th at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park, Georgia. We have the Knoxville RV Show also this weekend in the Sevierville, I guess, Convention Center in Sevierville, Tennessee. And also the South Carolina RV and Camping Show, which is at the TD Convention Center in Greenville, South Carolina. Also, the Wisconsin RV Show, I really hope it's indoors, on the Wisconsin Center District in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And actually, this one lasts 2 weeks. And this is the Pittsburgh RV Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now for the tip of the week. And this is something that I came up with. I'm sure somebody else has come up with, it's a pretty silly idea. But one of my main frustrations is when I'm boondocking, and I'm going to be boondocking. It was one of my main frustrations last year at the Tampa RV show, because we had electricity, but we had no water or sewer hookups. And the sensors in my RV are extremely inaccurate, especially the black water tank, of course. We know why. But it's like they're miscalibrated. It's not like, and sometimes it doesn't feel like they're dirty, but even if you flush the toilet just with water, it'll say 1/3. If you flush it once again just with liquids, you know, I'm not talking about solids here, it'll say 2/3. So it'll say full very quickly, and that's fine. You know, I have 25 gallons of black tank to fill that up. You know, you would have to go a lot. But then there's my main concern when I'm at one of these places where you cannot dump on the ground is the gray water tank. And I have also 25 gallons. And I did overflow it once. I had to hook up quick, you know, do an emergency dump. And that was fine. But it starts going up the shower. And the idea that I came up with is like, how about we time it? So I put I bought one of these gallons of water. I drank the water, of course. And then I timed how long it takes for the faucet to fill up one of these water tank. I mean, 1 gallon of water using, and we need to use the same parameters, so it's an accurate measurement. I used with a water pump and boondocking, as I'm going to be. I did a boondocking with a full battery. But the water pump sometimes it slows down once your voltage starts going down. So, and it took 50 seconds to fill up my water tank. And let's call it a minute, almost a minute. And I have 25 gallons. So I suppose I could be 20 minutes with my faucet open. So what I'm thinking is when I'm washing the dishes or when I'm taking my Navy shower, when I have the faucet open, I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, count the seconds. And I don't know, what do you guys think? It might be a silly solution. I mean, there's a lot of variables here. Maybe my shower puts out more water or less water than the faucet in the kitchen where I did the test. But I don't know, it's a thought. I'm gonna try that now on my trip west to Arizona, because one thing that I have to do every morning, and I have to shower every morning, and maybe I don't, but it's like one of those things that I've done all my life, so I don't feel like a person, like, unless I don't feel 100% unless I shower in the morning. So that's something that I'm going to try. Anyway, for our Nomad News segment, well, everybody is pretty much in Arizona. All the YouTube celebrities are either in Tucson or this boondocking place right by the border with California called Ehrenberg. Otherwise, they're already getting situated near Quartzsite, because that's the thing to do. And the rest are probably coming to Tampa. So that's all I have for you today. It's kind of a shorter episode, actually longer than I used to make them, but shorter than the most recent ones. And I would like to hear your feedback. If you are going to be in the Tampa RV show, if you're going to be in Quartzsite after the Quartzsite show, a lot of people are going to the RTR, the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous, which is it's a gathering of nomadic people. That has been happening for a few years now and keeps growing and growing. I wish I could have gone, but it happens exactly at the same time as the Tampa RV show, so not this time. Also, I want to make an announcement on my next, couple of my next YouTube videos. I'm going to feel a lot of them like reruns, but what I'm doing, I am rebranding all my early, not all of them, but a lot of my early videos, because I'm uploading them to Amazon. So people can watch him also on Amazon Prime. And since I'm already re-uploading them to YouTube to get them subtitled, because Amazon requires you to have closed captions, so I might as well release them. So one of these days I'm just going to release a bunch of old episodes. And if you haven't watched them, well, you can watch them. If you already watch them, well, watch them again, because they're nice. And I'm just removing any references to YouTube from the video, and I'm redoing the intro. Anyways, As always, thank you so much for listening. Oh, by the way, if you like the podcast and you want to go to iTunes and give us a good review, that helps people and find the podcast easier, because you know iTunes or whatever you listen to the podcast, it sees that there's movement in the podcast, and sometimes they promote it higher in the list of podcasts. Also, in my Amazon videos, thank you very much for those of you who have done that. And follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/travelingrobert, if you don't already do so. And talking about my music, I have about 8 CDs left. I think before I go to Tampa, I'm gonna take out the link to buy the CD, because whatever CDs I have, I might sell them to people in Tampa or give them to Patreons or do something like that. And I probably don't want to be shipping CDs from the road. I'll keep shipping the stickers and the t-shirts, and that's shipped directly from Teespring, so I don't have to worry about that. Also, if you find value in what I do and would like to support my YouTube channel and the podcast, go to patreon.com/travelingrobert. And I have like 3 tiers that you can join, and the higher tier you get a credit in my video, you'll be an executive producer, and some of the lower tiers you get access to deleted scenes and other stuff that sometimes I come up with. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the road. And we're living the RV dream, loving the RV lifestyle. And see you in Tampa.